When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Okay, hello, and welcome to the big show. It's the boys again. It's Boy Zone, Dad Zone, part two.
Yeah, it's the summer of Sandra, summer of Sandra, hashtag summer of Sandra, hashtag summer of Sandra, hashtag summer of Mandra,
yep.
Hashtag summer of Sam, hashtag yep. Meatballs.
Yes.
And we are in cloudy, stormy
Hudson
Valley, New York.
Yes, that's right.
At your house.
Right. Turnabout is fair play. Yesterday, I took my boy to Tanner's place in Connecticut.
And we showed him a beautiful day.
Yeah, they showed me a beautiful day. Gorgeous. And we spent it
sunny,
in the basement.
Lovely. We spent it in the basement, of course.
And then today, Tanner's brought his boy here, and it's cloudy and crappy, and the boys are watching a Lego movie upstairs.
Ninjago.
Let's just admit it.
Which I guess we should, sort of say up front that there may be cut-ins.
Yeah.
For Ninjago updates.
Yeah, we'll do some Ninjago updates throughout. I know that everybody really responded well to the need for speed stuff, to the crosstalk. We actually haven't released the episode. This is just kind of me assuming what the reaction is going to be.
The boys are in a whole new space today, though. They're not in the same space as us. We should have a lot more opportunity to focus.
Yeah. And are they both sharing their toys really well?
No.
No. And whose fault is it? Mostly my son.
I would say yours. Ultimately.
But we should say it's the Strange Bedfellows. I'm Jack.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
That's beautiful. And we're both Strange Bedfellows, and we talk about romance movies. This week we're doing our second week of The Summer of Sandra. Summer of Sandy, hashtag Summer of Sam, hashtag Meatballs.
Yep.
And it's where we just look at everything that Sandra Bullock has done in the arena of love.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, it's just a
majority.
Lot. And this week is a famous Sandra Bullock romance where she falls in love with a cop, a San Francisco cop, L.A. cop, a member of the LA bomb squad, and they fall in love on a bus, don't they?
We heard you.
Yeah, we heard you.
You said, Tanner, we're excited for you to discuss 1998's A Simple Plan, an obvious sequel to While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping, yep.
And I think we will.
We must. We have to.
We got some feedback, mostly from you and my wife.
Yeah.
That it seemed a little dark.
Yeah.
I just want to say,
yeah,
because I feel like it's getting an unfair sort of treatment. Just something to look forward to. 1998, neo-noir.
Okay.
That sounds kind of like sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crime thriller. Sam Raimi.
Okay.
He directed like, what, Spider-Man?
The Evil Dead?
Sure. So it's bound to be pretty good. Bill Paxton from the last movie we watched.
Yep.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Also.
Bridget Fonda, set in rural Minnesota, God's Country.
Perfect.
Sounds romantic. It sounds nice. And Mike Nichols was originally attached.
And if you're really committed to covering the Sandra Bullock romance oeuvre, you have to take a slight detour to watch A Simple Plan.
I think it's just like, I'm saying, like, we ended up not watching Simple Plan this week. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
We ended up on Speed. That's fine.
It's good.
Simple Plan is still out there.
Yeah.
It's lingering.
It's lingering. It's waiting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep the dream alive. Tweet at us. I haven't done the math. You may have to sign up for Twitter Blue to get more characters. How much more juice do you think people are going to have after they use all the hashtags in terms of characters if they want to tweet at us about watching A Simple Plan? Tanner, I've lost him.
While searching newspaper clippings at the library, Sarah finds out that the money was a ransom for a kidnapped heiress from Michigan who was abducted by two brothers.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds pretty dark. I think the heiress maybe dies because Bill Paxton doesn't give back.
I've heard it's a really dark and messed up movie. Yeah. What can I do to bring you back kind of to the moment here?
Huh?
Yeah. Sure. Yes. We will watch it in our Summer of Sandra, but today we are talking about Speed, famous romance.
Famous romance movie Speed. It's a romance between Dennis Hopper's character and sort of like anti-establishment attitudes.
Yeah. That's true. So that will be allowed. Because I was going to say there's like a lot of action stuff and like bomb stuff and like car chase stuff.
Yeah.
I think we should declare that off limits for our discussion.
Oh. Well, what if we... But there's the romance between...
The bus and the road? The
bus and the road.
Yeah, okay.
Like, the few times the bus gets separated from the road, it's pretty tense.
Yeah, it is pretty... Yeah, that's right. And you want it to get back.
There's the romance between Dennis Hopper's character and Bombs.
Yes.
So I think that makes the bus and the...
That's the Bombs.
The bus stuff
allowed.
Is on limits.
Okay.
Bomb stuff is on limits.
There's kissing.
Who kisses?
Sandra and Keanu.
Right,
and
at
the end of the movie, they kind of fall out of the bus together and right on top of each other. Isn't that convenient?
Sandra says something during the movie. We should do it Personas Dramati. Is that what it's called?
It's called Dramatis Persona.
It's Keanu.
Uh-huh.
He's sort of in a mode that felt like he was going to really lock into at the time after Point Break.
Mm-hmm.
And now this, what?
What's the expression I'm giving you? I'll tell you. You said Keanu instead of Keanu. And then I was trying to figure out what it reminded me of. And I think it's like, it's what Keanu Reeves would call his like lotto. Like
the Keanu? Keanu?
Wasn't there a thing called like Keno?
Keanu? I said Keanu.
Yeah. Okay. I think you said Keanu.
Keanu.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all. That was what the expression
was. Anyway, it really seemed like this was going to be his thing from now on.
Yeah,
like,
action.
Meathead action star.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect movie.
And, well, I guess he's a meathead action star now. He has, like, one of the most famous action franchises of modern history, John Wick.
Yeah.
Great movies.
Beautiful.
Can we do those?
Yeah, it's in the canon.
All four?
Yeah. We can do all four John Wicks.
One episode. Who else? Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Bridget Fonda.
No. What are you saying?
That's a simple plan. Sorry.
Yeah. The other people in the film, Dumber is in it.
Yes. We were just eating lunch and you and I both called him Jeff Bridges, which I think is his name.
Yeah.
But your wife sort of like laughed at
us. She laughed at us. But I think that we can avoid being made fun of if we just refer to him by what he's most well known as, which is
Dumber.
Dumber. Yeah. He's Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
So Dumber is in this one. Sandra's in it, of course. Keanu. Dennis Hopper, or do you say Keanu?
I say Keanu.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is what Tracy Chapman was talking about.
Give me one reason to stay here and I'll turn right back around.
Yeah, but you've got a fast card.
Oh, who does?
It's a bus.
It's a bus, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's famously not fast.
No, it's famously got to be pretty fast.
There's one scene in the movie, I don't know if you caught it, we should do like a goof on IMDb trivia.
Yeah.
But there's one scene where the bus is... Oh, so we should also introduce the bus.
Yeah. Can I refer to it as a jalopy?
Oh, yeah. I would say jalopy, though.
Okay, jalopy is fine.
There is one scene where the bus is coming to the end of the freeway.
Yeah.
It's not built yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get some speed.
Freeway is not built yet. Bus is built.
Bus is built. Freeway's not built.
Bus is actually kind of deconstructing.
It did blow up a little bit. Dennis Hopper has like set up the bus so that he can like... light off bombs in very targeted ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty like...
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just blows the shit out of a lady.
Yeah.
It's like you feel bad for her, but it was
kind of cool.
It's
kind of her fault, too.
Yeah.
They're like, don't get off the bus. And she tries anyway.
Yeah. There's one scene where the bus is trying to go up a big ramp to kind of clear a little gap in the highway.
Yeah.
And they're gaining speed, but clearly the bus was not very fast because... You can tell that they've just sped up the footage because you can see some of the police in the background on the police truck, like sort of like moving around
so fast.
In fast motion. It was good. It's a good movie.
It's a perfect
film. You know what won 2 Oscars?
I'm not surprised.
God.
Have we said everyone who's in the film?
Mostly. There's a bunch of people on the bus, but...
Oh, Ferris Bueller's friend. Oh, yeah.
Ferris Bueller's friend is on the bus.
He's famous now from being on Succession.
Nihilist.
I might be wrong.
Yeah. He has the biggest character journey throughout the movie.
Yeah.
He starts as like a dopey tourist.
Yeah.
And becomes like a Nietzsche.
He has the funniest line in the movie.
Yeah.
Which is that he's hitting on Sandra Bullock early on and he's like,
oh, geez. You know, it took me 3 hours just to get here from the airport. I got so lost. L.A. is one large place. Of course, you live here. You probably don't notice. I'm such a yokel.
And she, pretends to have stepped in gum in order to get away from him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There, I said it.
You know what? I got gum on my seat. Gum.
And then at the end, they drive this bombed bus onto the runway at LAX so that they can do circles because they're not able to go under 60 miles an hour.
Right.
And he says,
we're at the airport.
Yeah, so?
I already seen the airport.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. We should say, do we want to say the whole movie? We've got a challenge.
Not going to lie to you, it's not a complex movie. The bulk
we haven't
of
said
it
the main thing though. For people
bus
who haven't watched it, the main thing is that Dennis Hopper puts a bomb on the bus, and he says that, and it is true that if the bus ever goes slower than 60 miles an hour,
yeah,
the bus will explode. Can I tell you a funny story, Tanner? The reason I ask listeners is because I've lost him. He's looking at the internet.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Okay.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Who had to pass? Who?
Okay.
Whom?
That's fine. Just let's get past it.
Amongst the cast.
Okay.
Passed their bus driving.
Who?
Test.
Yeah.
On the first attempt.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay. That was right.
Yeah. She's the only one who drives the bus other than the bus driver who's the actor named.
Well,
I
that's not
know
my last pop quiz hot
okay
shot.
Okay.
So.
Okay. There's more. What was I saying? I was going to introduce the speed challenge. What we like to do here on, or do you want to do another pop quiz hot shot? Because I
right
feel
now,
like
already
I've lost you. I just, it seems like I've lost you.
You want me to do one right now?
Yeah. One more.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, I don't have one yet.
Okay, perfect.
I'll keep working on it.
I'd like to introduce a speed challenge. What we like to do here on the show is for folks who aren't able to watch the movie, we want to give you as 3D an experience as possible. As you're listening to the show, we want it to
binaural
feel for you. Yeah, it's binaural. It's like
yeah
when people whisper like
yeah, you
about
should, like, have
pretending
like
to be a hairdresser
about it or whatever.
Yeah. So we want it to feel like you're there. We're going to up the stakes of podcasting in a way that has never been done before. It's called the Speed Challenge. Basically, if we fail the Speed Challenge at any point during the show, the podcast will explode.
Okay, what's the speed? What's the challenge?
Well, I think what we settled on is that one of us has to say the word speed.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about the movie Speed.
Every minute.
So I don't think that'll be hard.
In a way that feels natural. You can't just yell out Speed.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
How are we going to, referee this? Are we, you're going to sit and pay attention to what we're saying?
And pay attention to the timer?
This is going to be an audio nightmare. This is going to be worse than
having the kids. Well, let's try it for 5 minutes and see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. I guess let's begin now. Okay. Actually, I think this is... So if we don't say speed, if one of us doesn't say speed every minute, the podcast explodes. We just stop. We have to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that means you got to be locked in because I feel like you're looking at something online. I've lost you again.
Who? Okay. Pop quiz, hotshot.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Who was originally being considered for Jack Traven, the character Jack Traven?
In Speed?
Yep. Was it A?
Okay.
Or do you want... You think you have an answer?
No, no, I just wanted to say speed.
Oh, right. Was it A?
Okay. Oh, you're making this pop quiz up on the fly?
No, I have an answer. I just need to come up with two fake ones. Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Was it B?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Was it C? Stephen Baldwin.
Okay.
Or was it D? Sinbad.
D. Stephen Baldwin.
How'd you know?
How did I know?
Yeah.
I could tell by the speed with which you were saying the answers.
Yeah.
The first two and the last one required, we probably edited it out, a good deal of you like looking around and clearly searching your mind palace for the names of other actors.
All right.
I will say so far, I've
been
really...
two for two on pop quizzes, Hotshot.
Carrying the weight of the speed challenge, keeping us alive
here.
Well,
I'm trying to do pop quizzes, Hotshot.
Yeah. Let's continue saying the film.
Yeah, please.
There's a bomb on the bus.
Well, first there's a bomb on the elevator.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper is a maniac.
Yeah.
There's no other way to like say it. He's just a maniac.
Yeah.
He's like in love. What is... I got a quote of his. Here's what he says about bombs. I don't think he's wrong.
Yeah.
Troubling.
A bomb is made to explode. That's its meaning, its purpose. Your life is empty because you spend it trying to stop the bomb from becoming. And for who? For what? Do you know what a bomb is, Jack, that doesn't explode?
What?
I don't know. He doesn't say a dud.
Oh, because it's not me. It's the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Traven.
Right. Jack Traven. Yeah.
He's sort of like into bombs.
I'll say to you that you have 20 seconds to say speed in a natural way.
Dennis Hopper, I wasn't clear. Dennis Hopper's character from the film Speed.
Yes.
Whose name is Howard Payne.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's
cool.
Like into bombs.
Yeah, he loves bombs.
Yeah.
It's unclear what...
He got his hand blown off by one.
Yeah.
Or like sort of blown off by one.
I think when I watched this at the time in the 90s,
yeah,
I felt like that was pretty good justification. I was like, man, the dude got his hand blown off.
Yeah, that's I'd be why pretty pissed so too if someone blew off my hand.
It feels now, I don't know, with the wisdom of ages.
Yeah.
Time speeds by, you know?
Yeah.
And here we are in our middle age.
You reset.
I'm really carrying the weight here in a way that feels unfair.
What if the podcast has already exploded and we didn't notice?
It hasn't because I've been diligently watching the speed timer.
All right.
Maybe if you had a timer.
I'm not good with timers, you know that. Pop quiz hotshot.
Pop quiz hotshot.
Yeah, okay, well, great.
Who amongst these people was originally considered for Annie's part, Sandra Bullock's character?
Okay, perfect, yeah.
Was it A,
mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Okay.
Was it B, Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Was it C, what's Ellen's wife's name?
Portia de Rossi. Okay.
Or was it D, Tori Spelling?
Tori Spelling.
Wrong. It was Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres was being considered as a comedic sidekick driver's ed teacher.
In what film?
Speed.
Thank you. Just got that one in under the radar. So you're telling me there's an alternate universe where we could have watched Stephen Baldwin and Halle Berry in Speed?
Yeah, with Ellen DeGeneres sort of around.
I would not have enjoyed that.
I don't know. All right, what else you got?
There's a bomb on the bus.
There's a bomb on the bus. Pop quiz hotshot.
Yeah.
Pop quiz hotshot.
Who did a major rewrite of the script?
Joss Whedon.
Wow, that was right.
Oh, really?
How'd you know that?
He's just like the most famous like rewrite
script
guy
rewriter.
That I could think of. Yeah.
Yeah. He added the line, pop quiz hotshot.
Really?
Yeah, from the signature segment.
Like, literally, if he only did one thing.
Yeah, right? It's iconic.
Yeah. You've got about 10 seconds, I would say, and I'm not going to save you this time.
What? Let's see. Other than Speed, what are some of the other movies that Joss Whedon back in, like, the 90s did a rewrite of?
Famously, Alien Resurrection.
Oh, that's a terrible movie.
This feels like, I feel like, I don't know why.
That's the third one?
I guess it's the, it's like been all pop quiz hotshot for the last like 10 minutes or so. But I feel like I'm in a game show. A
little bit in pop quiz hotshot?
And it's,
I think
like,
it's because you're too focused on the time.
Yeah, is that what it is? Well, we could end the speed challenge.
Oh, he did Titan A.E.
He did what?
That Titan A.E.
Okay.
That's, I think, my little brother's favorite movie. Oh, no, sorry. He likes Treasure Planet.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's cool.
Is that putting him on blast?
It's cool.
I'm not sure he's ever seen Speed, or else I would say that Speed might be one of his favorite movies.
Okay, there we go. Good. Yeah. They get onto the bus. Dennis Hopper has got a camera on the bus.
Keanu figures it out when he realizes that Dennis Hopper has called the bus driver whose name is Annie.
Yeah.
Wildcat, because right. she's got a little Arizona Wildcats yeah. logo yeah. on her sweater.
Yeah.
That she wears for when she gets cold on the bus, because buses are pretty drafty, especially when they're going like at speed.
Yeah. And so they're able to, that was good.
Yeah.
Every movie in the 90s does this. Yeah. They're able to like run a feed of,
oh, sure.
A repeating.
He hacked in.
Video. He hacks into the camera.
He hacked into the private like, bus feed. Keep in mind, this is pre like Wi-Fi. Internet like didn't even exist.
Yeah.
But somehow he hacked into the like feed on the bus.
Yeah.
And he's watching all of them. And then he kills, I would say, I guess this is a spoiler, Jeff Bridges.
Dumber.
Yeah. By luring him to his house and blowing him up. And he says to Keanu,
Jack, we both know that he was the brains of your particular operation. You can't beat me. You're going to pay me every dollar.
Just taking a look at the lyrics of Fast Car here
yeah.
To see if it Tracy is Chapman. About speed in any way. And yeah. I think that's less true than I did when I initially said it.
Break me off a piece.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere.
Well, the bus goes anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't go.
It's not going somewhere.
It doesn't go somewhere.
Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get
Dennis somewhere. Hopper's asking for money.
I think it's from speed. The point of view. If you read Fast Car as being from the point of view of Dennis Hopper,
yeah.
then it actually is uncannily. I take back my previous thing. This yeah. is definitely about speed.
Yeah. Maybe we could like do like a music video where we take clips from Speed and put it over
yeah.
Fast Car to sort of recontextualize it.
Would it ruin it if one of us is just yelling bus every time she says car?
Yeah.
We'll see. People don't make those kind of videos anymore.
They should.
Should we
people don't make movies like Speed anymore yeah, either. Thank you. Know?
they should. We're going to watch Speed 2. So this is a love story. Sandra famously says that
it's really hard to do the speed thing because you have to like stay engaged constantly
yeah
and thinking about the show constantly
yeah
and it's not my style.
No, it's tough. Well, I here's what I'd say. If we can continue the speed challenge until the ad break
no, we have to, we're engaged.
You think we're fully engaged?
The podcast will explode, Jack. pop quiz hot shot.
Okay, yeah.
What state
okay
did they film the actual freeway scenes on in
Utah.
California, sorry, you lose. I guess you explode.
I explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else we want to say about the film?
One more thing.
Yeah.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Okay, pop quiz hot shot. Yeah.
Keanu.
Yeah.
Hops into the
jalopy.
Excuse me?
Isn't that what we were saying for the bus?
No, not the jalopy.
Okay.
The convertible car that man was driving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that man's pretty fun.
He just sort of
did a lot of, like, shouting.
Yeah.
What was on that man's license plate?
Oh, it says something weird, like Booyah or something, right? It's
very close. It said Toon Man.
Oh, yeah, Toon Man. That's a good... So he's very funny.
Yeah, he was good.
I'll tell you the story. My wife told it to me yesterday. Actually, it's technically, I know it too, because I was present when it was told to me.
Yeah.
We know a guy called Francis.
Okay. From Francis and the Lights?
No, he's a French man.
Okay.
Francis is a French man, and he told us a funny story about watching Speed in France when it came out.
Yeah.
And they just dubbed it into French, and because they're like constantly showing the speedometer.
Yeah.
They just like changed miles to kilometers.
Yeah, because it has both.
And so it just like doesn't work in France.
Like, 77 kilometers.
No, they just literally one for one it. So they're like, if this bus ever goes under 50 kilometers per hour,
which is how fast?
We're doing, which is like 33 miles an hour.
That's how fast most buses go, honestly.
Actually, I don't know with inflation.
Oh, inflation. Yeah.
So, you know, in the 90s, it was probably even less. The podcast has exploded.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot shot.
In the movie Speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Traven wears a signature watch that brought a company
mm-hmm.
back from the brink
yeah.
of bankruptcy.
Okay.
What was that company?
I feel like I saw it. Is it Timex?
No. Timex is... a time-honored,
yeah,
timeless
yeah.
company.
Okay.
Based out of Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
Connecticut proud, Connecticut strong.
Well, I really stepped on a rake there. I feel like I... So there's a watch aspect.
It's the Casio G-Shock DW5600C. Okay.
But like the whole point of the watch in that film,
yeah,
is that it's cheap.
His is not cheap. Sorry, there's two watches.
Okay.
Jack Traven has a watch.
Okay.
And it's just like, this is a man's watch.
It's a man's watch. Like, yeah.
You're using this to like time yourself when you're going to like defuse a bomb.
Yeah.
You know? Dennis Hopper's character famously has a watch too.
Yeah.
That's a cheap gold watch.
Okay.
That he got at his like bomb demolition man retirement party.
It was the watch that led him to me, wasn't it? Huh? It seemed a little hammy to me to build a bomb out of my precious retirement gift, but, you know, I figured a sign that said Howard Payne would be pushing it.
Okay. And he uses that to make the bomb.
Right. This is a lot of spoilers for the film.
Yeah. Wow. And it's a lot of, like, deep lore into, like, this one character.
Yeah.
whose head gets chopped off at the end, we should say. It's the kind of, I would say, if you watch along with the podcast,
yeah,
this is the type of romance movie where one of the characters' heads get chopped off.
Is it the only romance we've watched so far where a head is lopped off?
What do you call it? Defenestration?
No, that's throwing someone out of a window.
Oh, decapitation.
I would call it decapitation. You know what's funny? You want to hear what went on in my head?
Yeah.
I was like, well, the Latin for head is caput. So it would be something like decapitation. And then I was like, no, that's not right.
Strange bedfellows.
While you're pulling that up, should we do a quick Rushdie check?
Salman Rushdie, hello.
Hi.
The question is, what does truth mean?
You may or may not know that the internet is full of completely nonsensical websites.
Yeah, is he in this one?
I don't think Salman Rushdie is in this movie.
You didn't notice, though?
I didn't check.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. There's a funeral. How did he die? Decapitation?
Heart attack.
Right.
Okay, I've got it.
How did her husband die in Starman?
It's not said. Could be decapitation. I think he was a woodcutter.
So, well,
yeah. All right. Okay. So we don't know. Here's as far as I've got in terms of my Rushdie joke.
Okay.
Salman Rushdie's not in this movie, but they are like rushing to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm trying to do?
Yeah. Do they rush to the airport? I guess they do.
Yeah. I wouldn't try to get hung up on like exactly whether it's happening or not. Just... whether the pun is
Salman
salvageable.
Rushdie is not in the movie.
Yeah.
But some man rushed the bus to the airport.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say Keanu.
What do I say?
That's what you say.
I'm saying Keanu.
That's awesome, man. I feel like that's a real like evolution for you over the last 30 minutes.
I think I'm saying it right is what I'm saying.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to, I think, review this novel.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Okay.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Okay, wow. Right out of the gate, huh?
Producers of the film Speed.
Yeah.
Paid the owner of Payne's house how much to blow it up?
I feel like you're inviting me to say House of Payne right now. Is that what's happening?
I'm not. It's a coincidence that that Dennis Hopper's character from Speed,
yeah,
is named Payne.
$60,000.
Wrong. $5,000.
Oh, that's not a lot.
How much would you, if a Hollywood producer came, you just bought your new house.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
You've got boulders in the backyard. It's cool.
Yeah.
We've got a creek.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking I'm thinking maybe the two could like get together somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that, Miles? I need to go potty. Okay. I'll be right there. Will you finish my story?
So Tanner was telling a story in which he was going to ask me how much I would allow someone to pay for the privilege of blowing up my new house. And honestly, I've made friends with the neighbors already and they seem like really nice people. And I feel like even if I was given a lot of money to blow up the house, I feel like there's no way of doing it without really upsetting them. And isn't that nice? And there goes my hero. And I'm the hero now. And I haven't, it's been a minute at least, and I haven't said Speed. So consider this podcast blown up. It's over. That we don't have to stop, but we're, so a thing people don't know is that if you haven't watched Speed in a long time, the movie kind of begins with a bus blowing up. Well, it begins with a chase in an elevator, but then a bus blows up. So in Speed, the bus blows up before it doesn't blow up. I mean, a bus blows up before the bus doesn't blow up, which also eventually blows up, but after everyone's off of it. I hope everyone's following me. I'd like for you to think of us as the bus that blew up, the first one. Does that make sense?
All right.
Oh, good, you're back.
How much was it?
I was just telling them, a lot of people don't
just
remember
the number.
That at the beginning of Speed, a bus blows up.
An elevator blows up.
No, I know, but then a bus blows up.
You're right, an elevator.
They blow up a bus to show a bus blowing up, and then we get a second bus.
Yeah.
So I think it's useful given how badly we failed the speed challenge.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Pop quiz hot
shot. For people to
think
of us as that first bus. What?
You're not allowed to keep talking when your teacher says pop quiz
hot shot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot the hostage.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the hostage. I'm going to blow up that poor lady.
Okay. What's the pop quiz?
At the end of the film,
yeah,
the Hollywood Boulevard subway train comes bursting out of the street.
Okay.
And comes inches away from colliding with a tour bus.
Yeah.
That was not a train.
Okay.
Pop quiz hot shot. What was it?
It looked like a train to me.
Well, you're wrong. It's not a train.
A bus.
It is a bus that they made up to look like a train.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of buses that blow up in this one.
Sure. Yeah.
So I've been saying this and I'm just going
to
tease it out.
I think that's not
now.
As surprising as you're making it out to be.
No.
If you asked anyone, what's the movie Speed about?
No, I was going to say the exact opposite. I think that everyone thinks that the movie Speed is about a bus that doesn't blow up. That in fact, it's about a bunch of buses that do blow up.
I'm going to text my wife.
Including the bus that doesn't blow up. Because it does blow up once they get off of it, doesn't it? Into
what
a plane.
Is
so
the
expensive.
Movie Speed about?
Okay, perfect.
This is
important.
Not a trick question.
Okay, it's about a bus that doesn't blow up. That's what you would think. But it's actually about a bunch of buses that do blow up.
I think if someone, if I were stopped on the street,
yeah,
and someone were like, what is the movie Speed about? I'd be like, oh, it's about a bus that blows up.
No, it's not. It's about a bus because Keanu's...
The bus does blow up.
I know. I've said that. But you think of it as the bus not blowing up because Keanu saves it from... Now I'm saying Keanu.
But it does blow up.
I know
it does. He doesn't save it from blowing up. He saves the people.
I know, but if you didn't have a memory of the movie, you'd think that he stops the bus from blowing up. But in fact, that bus blows up and a lot of buses blow up.
Yeah, okay. I guess you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
You're doing one?
No, I just forgot what I was saying. I lost my train of thought.
All right, well, pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
I just feel under a lot of pressure with all the pop quizzes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not even keeping an eye on the time anymore.
No, no.
I don't even remember the last time we said speed.
It's, oh, we're done.
Who was forced to cut their long hair to play their character?
Keanu.
Right. I thought you would think that was a trick question and, like, say Sandra. All right. Jamie says, a bomb on a bus and two people fall in love because of their trauma.
That sounds right.
Bomb on a bus.
Yeah.
Jamie says she thinks of speed as, I said, does the bus explode? And she said, yes, after they get off.
Okay.
She just watched it last night with me. So it's
that's
fresh
not fair. Anyway, it sounds like their relationship didn't last. But that's okay. Within the context, it still fits Jamie's
rule. I guess we'll see. Jamie's next week we're going to watch romance. A Simple Plan. And then I think we're going to move on to Speed 2, right?
Or The Proposal.
You said we could watch a
The Summer of Sandra stretches on endlessly. How long did it take them to catch Son of Sam?
I think like 30 years. I'm not even sure they have caught him. Maybe this is it.
Okay. Let's see. We got to review this film.
Okay.
Can I just run a theory by you?
Yeah.
Well, not even a theory. It's just like a way of looking at the movie. Have you read Pilgrim's Progress?
No.
By John Bunyan?
Funny. It's like Paul Bunyan's brother.
That's not funny. And... That's not true, and it wouldn't be funny if it were. I wonder if there's a way of looking at this film as an allegory. Are you interested in engaging with me on this?
I was looking for another pop quiz hotshot, but go ahead.
Forget it. Let's move on and review the film.
Okay.
Okay. Jeff Bezos has engaged us.
He's desperate.
He's desperate to get something going. He's been
Please,
successful.
Boys.
In everything, every major tech.
The one thing I can't do is build an audience.
Business,
I need to come to the two people who know the most about building an
social
audience.
Social networking.
Yeah.
And he's got a social network. It's called Amazon. You don't think of it that way because that's where you buy your stuff. But there's comments.
More than that, though.
And reviews.
Engage with people there.
Engage. Yeah. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to go in and review the movies for him. And so I guess you do that.
Me do that.
Because you do it on our Babysitter's Club account, don't you?
Right. And I did watch the movie on Amazon Prime last night.
Perfect. Well, so you won't have to purchase it again. So what we're going to do is review the film with the time that remains to us today. And hopefully this will be a useful service for people who are listening and for the other members of the community that we are proud to be a part of, which is the Amazon Prime comments section.
All right, leave a review.
Leave a review.
Okay. Rate this video.
5 stars, we loved it.
5 stars. Overall rating, 5 stars. Add a headline. What's most important to know is their little help text.
The headline should say what's most important to know?
The headline of this text box is add a headline.
Okay.
And then in the text box, there's helper text.
Oh, and
what's the most important to know?
Bus blows up.
Bus blows up.
Okay.
Add a written review.
Okay, now let's crack our knuckles here and do what we do best.
Okay.
Do you want to say they've got a fast bus?
They've got a fast bus.
Yeah.
Full stop?
I'll
just attribute that quote to Tracy Chapman.
We could say they've got a ticket to anywhere.
Yeah, that's good. That's sort of poetic. Tracy Chapman, right?
We won't do the whole song, but I think we can really get some juice out of this first verse here. Oh. So maybe they can make a deal, parentheses, with Dennis Hopper.
Maybe they can make a deal, question mark, with Dennis Hopper.
Maybe together they can get somewhere, parentheses, LAX. I'll just get to the end of the verse and then we can do something else. But I think what we can do here, she says any place is better starting from zero, got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I was thinking any place is better staying above 50. There's a bomb on the bus.
I think, honestly, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just make the review a full sort of parody song of Tracy Chapman. Fast Car. Because we're already, like, what, a third of the way there?
It'll take us quite a while.
Well, maybe we can do some of it.
Yeah. So the next line is, maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Maybe we'll fake something.
Oh, the
VCR is gonna stuck in a loop.
Video feed is stuck in a loop. That's great. Maybe they'll fake something. Video feed is stuck in a loop. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that's a pretty good opening salvo.
Yeah.
Should we say, do you want to do the Pilgrim's Progress stuff, or did you want to kind of skip that?
It felt do you want to do that in the review?
Yeah, I would say,
yeah.
In John Bunyan's...
I think the most appropriate time to bring up, like, sort of an obnoxious academic thing is mid-review.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In John Bunyan's famous allegory, Pilgrim's Progress, as you know, should we say...
J-O-H-N?
As you know? Yeah.
And Bunyan like Paul?
Yeah.
And is he big?
No.
Not big, I'll say. Okay.
In John Bunyan's famous allegory, Pilgrim's Progress, the hero, Christian, comma,
Pilgrim's
Progress
podcast?
You can say that.
Go ahead.
The hero, comma, Christian, comma.
Christian,
yeah.
Comma.
Must face...
Is he Christian?
It's an allegory.
I'll put it in parentheses. Christian.
Must face a series of real-life physical challenges that mirror the journey of the soul towards salvation.
That's a little wordy. Can I just say, like the Agra Craig? Physical challenges like the Agra Craig?
Sure. Is that from Gladiators?
It's from Global Guts.
You know what? That shows how I would fail my American citizenship test in a second. That's how they get you. You know, in the end of Die Hard with a Vengeance, when, like, the Germans are pretending to be Americans, and John McClane, one of them says, like, all right, nice to talk to you, John McClane. I'm just going to go into the lift.
Yeah.
And John McClane's like, wait a second. Yeah. You must be German. Yeah. That's the same here, where even though I sound like a perfect American, I said gladiator instead of American gladiator.
Oh.
That's what we call it in England.
I'm not sure any American would... really bad, not like that, to be honest. Not sure that's a piece of culture shock that's quite made it.
Okay, anyway, like the Agra Craig.
We also just call them, I mean, it's sort of like a U.S.-centric point of view.
Yeah.
Like, that's being American, you know. We also just call them the gladiators.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, in the novel Pilgrim's...
We call them by their names. We put a little respect on their names.
Progress.
Turbo.
The hero, Christian, must face a series of real-life challenges that mirror the progress
of the other ones
of the soul towards salvation. Or what have you said? Agro Crag? Something. Anyway. Are you caught up with me?
Ice, thunder, tower,
okay,
cyclone, Electra, lace, havoc, saber, siren. Jazz. Remember Jazz?
Yeah.
Gemini, zap.
Okay, no, I do remember.
Yeah.
We can bring this in if we need to, but I'd love to finish the thought about Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah. What does that have to do with speed?
As an example, when Christian falls into the slough of despond, that's a allegory for the experience of...
Am I doing this here?
Depression. You can... or
when
or,
Christian...
Yeah.
...falls into the slough...
Yeah.
...of despond...
Mm-hmm. It's spelled like Slough, the town near Reading.
Got it.
That's an allegory for suffering with depression. And now we can do speed. In speed, same stuff.
Speed, same stuff?
Yeah. For instance, when the bus has to jump over a big gap, that represents the gap between our expectations for where our life is going to go and the reality. Is this good stuff? We could shorten that down.
I already have.
Yeah, okay.
But I think I've done it very tastefully.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and that's it. That's all I have to say on the matter in this review. Should we do some pop quizzes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So I'll do double line space, pop quiz, hotshot.
Yeah.
Hotshot's capitalized in that case?
Yeah, pop quiz, comma, hotshot, because it's like a proper noun in this case.
Who of these people was an actual American gladiator? Just because I still have that page open.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
And then I guess I'll do the real one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it as like B just to kind of throw them off.
Okay. So what have we got? A.
B is going to be
Ice.
Titan.
Titan. Okay. So,
you help me come up with three fake ones. See, it's hard. It's hard to do it naturally, too.
Thundor.
Thunder's a real one.
Okay. Polestar.
Not a real one. That's good.
Jungle Cat.
That's good.
Keanu.
Keanu. Okay. And then do we tell them the answer?
No, it's a pop quiz.
Let me do like an up. How do I generate upside down text? Generate upside down.
No, I don't think you can do that in an Amazon review. Text. I'm certain that Bezos has not said
upside down text. Here we go.
Okay.
I'll say answer key, colon. Who did we say?
I think it was Polestar.
Titan.
Right? Okay.
Okay. And then I'll just copy and paste that into the review here. Yeah, it worked fine.
Perfect. Okay. In conclusion, a lot of people think that this film is about a bus that doesn't blow up.
Think this film.
Scintillating film.
This scintillating film, Speed.
Speed. And I think we're just under the wire there.
By about 20 minutes.
It's about a bus that doesn't blow up. And then I'm going to land this so good. Full stop.
Uh-huh.
But, .. Bus blows up.
Yep. All right. You want me to read that back?
I would just say...
oh, yeah.
Jack Shepard and Tanner Greenring. Sincerely.
Sincerely.
Jack Shepard and Tanner Greenring.
Jack Shepard and friend.
P.S. We love this one. Read this back to me, and we may need to do a little bit of punch-up just because, like, the segues from topic to topic.
I think it's fine. Let's okay. Listen back.
Yeah.
So it starts with a quote.
Yeah.
Which is sort of beautiful. They've got a fast bus.
Well, hang on. We got the title, right?
Oh, sorry. 5 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
Add a headline. Bus blows up.
Bus blows up.
Add a written review. Quote.
Yeah.
They've got a fast bus. They've got a ticket to anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's attributed to Tracy Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can make a deal
with
Dennis Hopper. Maybe together they can get somewhere. Mm-hmm. LAX. Any place is better. Staying above 50, there's a bomb on the bus. Maybe we'll fake something. Video feed is stuck in a loop.
Wow.
Yeah. In John Bunyan's, not big, famous allegory, Pilgrim's Podcast, the hero, Christian, must face a series of real-life physical challenges like the aggro crag. When Christian falls into the slough of despond, that's an allegory for suffering with depression. In Speed, same stuff. For instance, when the bus jumps over a big gap, that represents the gap between our expectation for the trajectory of our lives and our realities.
That's beautiful.
And then we've got a double line break.
Yeah.
Pop quiz hotshot.
Yeah, this is, I guess it's okay that it's a change of subject because a pop quiz hotshot is supposed to like...
take you out.
Jar you out. Of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pop quiz hotshot. Who of these people was an actual American gladiator? A. Polestar. B. Titan. C. Jungle Cat. Or D. Keanu.
And then the answer's upside down.
And then there's an answer key here.
Okay, Tanner's turning upside down to look at it. Yeah.
Titan.
Yeah.
Is the correct answer. B.
Okay. Okay.
In conclusion, a lot of people think this scintillating film, Speed, is about a bus that doesn't blow up, but bus blows up. Sincerely, Jack Shepard and friend, P.S. We love this one. Submit.
Perfect.
And we're... I don't think there was any... There was no notes, right?
You're welcome, Jeff Bezos. No, that was perfect. Yeah. I thought it wasn't going to cohere.
No, it's
and
fine.
I was so wrong.
Yeah, it seemed fine.
It's perfect. Okay, I think that's probably all the time we have for today.
Mm, I love it.
Yeah.
We still have a half an hour to just chill with the boys.
Yeah, we just hang out with the boys, watch some Ninjago.
That's great.
There have been no Ninjago updates. That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. You're okay with me saying jalopy instead of jalopy?
I would say jalopy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like
to... Did you call it Jalopnik?
Oh, remember Jalopnik?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Huh. I just figured that out. I'd like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bug Babies very much for bearing with us. We do love and kiss you every
day. And the sex bugs.
And the sex bugs. And the bed pots.
Yep.
I'd like to remind folks, you got to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast.
We do the TGIF shows. It's really fun. We warp hole through time.
Yeah. Singing songs.
Yep. These two just...
Yeah.
They're at each other's throats all afternoon.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. You think they're going to be best friends. Honestly, on the way down here, I was like, are you excited to go see Jack and Cyril? And Miles said, yeah, Cyril's my best friend. He said, Cyril and Lewis are my best friends.
Cute. He hasn't even... I guess he did meet Lewis.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. How lovely. And they're playing nicely together now.
Yeah.
I would like to remind folks, you got to join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. In the meantime, I will tell you the following thing. This week, we watched a film. The film we watched was called Speed. Whew, just got that one in under the wire. Next week, we're going to be watching a little movie. Is it really A Simple Plan?
Next week, we're going to be watching either A Simple Plan or
The Proposal. Yeah. Okay.
So I guess watch both.
Yeah. Watch both and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
All that remains is for me to say that this
week, if you already watched Simple Plan for this week, expecting us to watch it this week, I would watch it again just in case.
Yeah. All that remains now is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope you drive your jalopy ever faster.
Good. And I would say jalopy. We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows. Cyril, do you want to come be on the podcast? We want to ask what you guys think of Ninjago. Okay. Well.